阿门。
阿门。
今天是什么节
？What is today？
啊？不知道。今天是圣灵降临节。
Today is Pentecost。
今天是五旬节。
Today is the Pentecost day。
犹太人的五旬节。
It is the Pentecost day for the Jews。
变成了圣灵的降临节。
It became the day where the Holy Spirit descended。
五旬的意思就是五十天的意思。
And it, the meaning of Pentecost is 50 days.
从什么时候算起的五十天呢？
Where, from which day do you start counting?
耶稣基督复活算起五十天。
From the day the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
耶稣基督复活以后，
after his resurrection,
继续在地上停留了四十天。
He was with us for 40 days.
有十多次向门徒显现。
And appeared more than 10 times to the disciples.
使许多人有机会看见他死里复活以后的那个荣耀。
So that many people can witness his glory after his resurrection.
在最多的一次有500个人一起看见他复活的身体。
And the most numerous time there were 500 witnesses.
当他已经四十天之后，
after 40 days,
他就离开他们升天去。
He left them and ascended.
在离开他们以前，曾经在这个加利利的山上约定他的门徒听他差派大使命的事情。
Before his ascension, he asked his disciples to come to Galilee to listen to him.
以后又在橄榄山上升天离开他的门徒。
And then on the Mount of Olives, he ascended.
当耶稣基督升天的时候，
on the day of ascension,
他对他们讲一句话，
he spoke to them,
你们不要离开耶路撒冷，
do not leave Jerusalem,
你们不要去，你们在耶路撒冷等。
You must wait in Jerusalem.
直到圣灵降临在你们的身上。
Until the Holy Spirit will come upon you.
就必得准能力。
And you have, shall have power.
从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，一直到全世界地极，做我的见证。
To be my witness in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, until the end of the world.
这段圣经跟大使命的内容是差不多一样的。
This passage has the same content as the Great Commission.
要到普天下去传福音。
That is, we are to go to the world to preach the gospel.
在《使徒行传》第一章里面的这个吩咐是有程序的。
But there is a certain order in this commandment.
你们要到全世界以前，你一定要先从耶路撒冷开始。
Before you go to the ends of the world, you start with Jerusalem.
然后你到犹太全地。
And then Judea.
然后进到撒玛利亚的地区。
And then Samaria.
又直到地居作为的见证。
Till the end of the world.
所以这是代表教会在全世界见证的四个阶段。
This represents the four stages of the witnesses of the church.
这样子全世界的人都有一天都听到福音。
That the entire world shall hear of the gospel.
但是这段圣经跟这个马太福音第二十八章的大使命有个很不同的地方。
There is a great difference between this and the Great Commission in Matthew.
大使命里面，耶稣说你们去。
In the Great Commission, the Lord Jesus said, "Go."
使徒行传第一章说你们不要去。
But Acts chapter 1 says, "Stay."
你们停留在耶路撒冷。
Stay in Jerusalem.
你们不可以离开。
And not leave.
直到圣灵降临在你们的身上。
Till the Holy Spirit come upon you.
这样为什么耶稣吩咐他们去，又叫他们不要去呢？
So why is there a discrepancy here?
这就是表面上好像是矛盾，实质里面统一的一个很重要的原则。
On the surface it looks contradictory, but in reality it's one unified force.
圣灵与传福音的关键。
This is the important point between the relationship between Holy Spirit and evangelism.
当教会要传道的时候，
when the church wants to preach,
不是技术的问题，
it is not a technical issue,
不是经济的问题，
or financial issue,
不是才能的问题，
or issue with talent,
圣灵的高摩同同在的问题。
But it is a question of the anointing and the presence of the Holy Spirit.
今天有许多的教会领袖故意或者不故意忽略了这一点。
Many church leaders knowingly or unknowingly ignore this.
另外还有一些的领袖故意或者不故意把别的代替真正的圣灵。
And some churches knowingly and unknowingly replace the Holy Spirit with other things.
如果不是神的工作做不起来。
If it is not the work of God, it cannot be done.
就是神的工作很热闹，但是乱七八糟。
Or sometimes there seems to be a lot of prosperity, but it is in a mess.
所以今天我们不讲希伯来书。
We are not going to talk about Hebrews today.
我们继续讲圣灵赐下来，同基督徒对圣灵的态度应当是怎么样。
We want to talk about the descent of the Holy Spirit and the attitude Christians should have towards the Holy Spirit.
我盼望今天的信息可以给我们很实际的一些的帮助。
I hope that the message today will give us practical help.
因为这些都是刻不容缓。都是非常紧要，有关于教会前途同在地上见证 的命题。
Because these are themes that are urgent regarding the future of the church on earth.
我今天跟大家读两节的圣经。
I want to read two passages for you.
第一节圣经是在这个以弗所书第四章第三十节。
The first one is Ephesians chapter 4 verse 30.
第二处的圣经是记载在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节。
The second one is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18.
以弗所书四章三十节，我们请姐妹们前面。
Ephesians 4:30, shall the sisters please read them?
有帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节，请弟兄们念。
And then 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18, the brother shall read it.
现在请姐妹们一同开声来读以弗所书第四章第三十节。一、二、三。不要叫上帝的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。哎，再念一次。不要叫上帝的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。我们再看帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节。
First Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18.
翻到了，又请弟兄们来念一次。
The brothers shall read this.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十八节，我们一同来读，一、二、三。第十九节，不要消灭圣灵的感动。再一次，第十九节。不要消灭圣灵的感动。我们低头祷告，请长老带领我们做一个祷告。
天父恩主，我们再一次的感谢主，因为主你的话语现在已经打开在我面前，求主你赐给我们谦卑可受教的心灵，好叫我们能够从主你仆人的口中领受主你话语的奥秘，再一次将你的仆人交在主你的手中，求主你赐我们每一个人都能够警醒，每一个人都能够注意主你话语的奥妙，这样祈求祷告奉靠救主耶稣得胜的圣名求，
阿们。基督教所信的神是三位一体的上帝。
The God that Christians believe in is a triune God.
基督教所信的救主是道成肉身的基督。
The Savior that Christians believe in is God incarnate, Jesus Christ.
基督徒所领受的生命是圣灵所赐的生命。
The life that Christians have is given to us by the Holy Spirit.
这样我们所明白的信仰，我们的救赎和我们生命的经历，是三位一体的上帝在我们身上所做的工作。
In this manner, our faith, the experience of our life, are worked by the triune God.
耶稣基督到地上来的时候，
When Jesus Christ came to the earth,
约翰福音第十六章二十八节讲一句话语。
He said in John 16 verse 28,
我是从父出来到了世界。
I come from the Father into the world.
我又离开世界回到父那里。
I will leave the world and return to my Father.
这四句话就把基督教与其他的宗教不同的地方很清楚扼要的写明出来。
These Bible verses show us the difference between Christianity and all other faith.
所有的宗教是一个单线的盼望。
All other faith has a unidirectional hope.
基督教是一个双线的成全。
Whereas Christianity is a bi-directional completeness.
为我们说，为什么说所有的宗教是单线的盼望？
Why do we say other faith are unidirectional?
就是罪人在觉悟到自己的罪恶的事实之后，他们盼望有解脱的办法，所以就从人的宗教性产生一条可以解脱罪的信仰的路线。
This occurs when a sinner understands his problem and from a human standpoint produce a way to solve his problem.
但是这件事情在圣经总言这里面来看，是绝对是根本没有可能的事情。
But according to the general principle of the Bible, this would be impossible.
因为从有罪的人本身产生解罪之路是一件不可能的事情。
It is not possible for a sinner to come up with the solution to sin.
所以圣经整个总原则告诉我们，救恩是出于耶和华。
The general principle of the Bible tells us salvation comes from God.
救赎的行动是神主动的计划。
The action of salvation is initiated by God in His plan.
救主不是从人间选出来的。
The Savior is not elected from among the people.
救赎的能力是道成肉身的基督才能成全的。
The power of the salvation comes only from God incarnate Jesus Christ.
这样，在那一段圣经就给我们看见，这是双线的成全。
that passage we mentioned shows us is a bi-directional completeness.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
就是从父出来到了世界, 这是一条线。
The first line is from the Father to the earth.
离开世界回到父那里去, 这是另外一条线。
The second line is returning back to the Father.
这个双线的本身就是要成全神在万事之间 为人所已经预备的救恩,
both these lines accomplish the plan that God has for us before the creation of the world.
借助哪一位呢?
Through who?
借着圣子离开天上尊贵荣耀的地位来到人间过一个卑微过一个非常被人轻看的生活。
It is through God the Son who left his glorious throne on heaven to live a humble life on earth.
所以道成肉身的道理除了圣经的教导以外没有一个宗教曾经有过这样的观念。
The understanding of incarnation therefore can come only from the Bible and not from other faith.
基督从父出来到世界,
Christ come from the Father to the earth.
以我们认同成为人活在我们的中间, 把真恩典跟真理充满的带到我们中间来。
And he identified himself with us, living among us full of grace and truth.
基督到了世界, 在为我们受苦之后, 得胜死亡, 同罪恶的捆绑, 得胜律法, 同神的愤怒, 他就离开这个世界, 从死里面的复活, 回到上帝那里。
Christ came among us and he was victorious over sin, over the judgment of God, and he returned back to the Father.
这样基督必须要回去,
and he must return.
正像他必须过来一样,
just like he must come.
基督的来是把神的恩典真理带到我们中间来。
The coming of Jesus brought us the truth and grace of God.
基督的去是把人应当可以得到的, 真正的盼望的得胜显明给我们看。
But the ascension of Jesus show us the true victory that we can have.
主耶稣离开世界回到父那里去的时候,
when Jesus returned back to the Father,
对他的门徒说, 我一定要回去。
He said to the disciple, I must return.
不多久你就看不见我了。
After a while you will not see me anymore.
我的去是对你们有益。
I go for your sake.
我如果不去, 圣灵就不降下来。
Because if I do not leave, the Holy Spirit will not come.
去以后就要赐下另外一位保惠师。
After I leave, I will send a comforter.
另外 another comforter, 另外一位保惠师是什么意思?
What does another comforter mean?
很清楚给我们看见, 圣父不是圣子, 圣子不是圣灵。
It tells us clearly that God the Father is not God the Son, God the Son is not God the Holy Spirit.
三位中间的位格都是独立的。
All three persons are independent of each other.
所以圣父是一个位格,
God the Father is a person.
圣父差遣圣子是第二个位格到世界上来。
God the Father sent God the Son, the second person.
第二位格成全了第一个位格所预备的救恩回到父那里去的时候,
the second person finishes the plan prepared by God the Father and returns.
父子就赐下圣灵第三个位格到世界上来。
God the Father and God the Son grant us the Holy Spirit, the third person.
当耶稣说我要去的时候,
when Jesus said, I am to go,
对这些门徒来说是一件很伤心的事情。
It would be a sad thing for the disciples.
他们会非常的忧愁。
They would be very sad.
这么好的同在会结束了。
Because such a good presence will end.
神以道成肉身的身份, 以我们的交通会停止了。
The communication of God incarnate with us will end.
当这些美好的日子已经结束的时候,
when all these good days have passed away,
当道成肉身的圣子回去之后,
when God incarnate returned,
教会要变成一个怎样的地方呢?
What would happen to the church?
信徒前面的道路是怎么样的?
What is the future for Christians?
所以这是很忧伤很难过的事情。
This would be a very sad occasion.
耶稣基督说你们不要忧愁你们不要难过。
Jesus said, do not be sad or worried.
因为我要赐下另外一位保惠师到你们中间来。
Because I am going to give you another comforter.
他要住在你们的里面。
Who will live within you.
他要与你们同在。
And be with you.
直到永永远远。
For all eternity.
所以这样基督就把所应许的圣灵这个真理讲出来了。
And so Jesus revealed to us the promised Holy Spirit.
这是神给的那个很大的应许。
This is a great promise from God indeed.
把圣灵赐下来,
to give us the Holy Spirit.
上帝给世人最大的礼物, 就是赐下第二个位格。
The greatest gift that God has for us is the second person of God.
上帝赐给教会最大的礼物, 就是第一个位格跟第二位格一同把第三的位格赐下来。
The greatest gift for the church is the gift from the first person and the second person, and that is the third person of God.
所以今天我们就分开来，圣灵作为上帝的恩赐，跟圣灵赐给教会侍奉的恩赐，两个不同的层次。
We want to see the Holy Spirit as the gift of God and the Holy Spirit as the gift to the church as two separate things.
许多许多的模糊的人，他们只把圣灵的恩赐看得重要，没有认为圣灵本身就是神所赐的才是真正的重要。
Many people mixed up the gift of the Holy Spirit and the fact that the Holy Spirit is a gift in Himself.
当你把一些次要的恩赐代替更重要的恩赐的时候，你已经是舍本逐末了。
When you treat the secondary gifts as the primary gift, you already made things upside down.
你再把圣灵的恩赐代替赐恩的圣灵，那更是舍本逐末。
And when you replace the Holy Spirit, the gift's talent, as with the gift of the Holy Spirit, then it is completely upside down.
不但如此，把一些恩赐赐下的某种现象代替就是恩赐的本身，那是真正彻头彻尾的舍本逐末。
And you will be completely confused if you replace the true gift itself with the phenomena of the gift.
今天教会的毛病就在这个地方。
This is where the problem of the church is at.
有的人说呢，这个教会没有圣灵。
Some people say that this church does not have the Holy Spirit.
那个传道人没有圣灵。
Or that preacher does not have the Holy Spirit.
听了这句话，你马上就自卑感了。
And when you listen to this, you feel inferior.
因为你常常感到自己本来好像没有什么所谓圣灵。
Because you sort of feel that you don't have the Holy Spirit.
你也不热心。
You are not fervent.
你也不多结果子。
You are not fruitful.
你也不够爱灵魂。
You don't seem to love souls.
所以你给他们一点出来的时候，你好像遇见先知一样，照镜自愧。
When you look at when a person say that to you, you thought you had met a prophet.
所以岂不知道在这其中有撒旦的欺骗在里面。
But there is a deception of Satan within these sentences.
所以你就以为他们这么讲，就证明他们是有圣灵的人。
And you think that a person who say that probably has the Holy Spirit.
所以许多人就追踪，就卷入那种运动的里面。
And many people therefore get involved in such movement.
当你越深入了解他们真正的情形的时候
，But when you understand them in depth,
你才明白原来所谓的他们所说的圣灵，不过是他们某种现象来代替真正圣灵的工作。
You will realize that they refer to certain of their phenomena as the work of the Holy Spirit.
当你已经告别你的母会，进到那种的形态的聚会中间的时候，又发现他们有这么大的缺点，同根本不是真实的事情。你回头过来的时候，你已经无念见你过去的老弟兄姐妹们。
But when you left your mother church and you attend a new church and then discover errors within that, you find it difficult to return.
所以你掉在两步的中间，你现在变成一个不批评人，也不知道怎么批评自己的人。
And you have a dilemma because you don't want to criticize this party or criticize yourself.
那这样的基督徒，我相信很多。
There are many Christians like that.
所以今天这些信息对你们是必要的。
The message today, therefore, are needed.
当人对你说这个教会没有圣灵
，When a person says this church does not have the Holy Spirit,
当人对你说这个传道人没有圣灵的时候
，Or this preacher doesn't have the Holy Spirit,
你不需要先自卑感
，You do not need to feel inferior.
当然，你一定要常常审查自己
，But of course, you need to review yourself.
当然，让你很中肯、很真诚的问他说：“请问，怎样才叫做有圣灵？怎样可以定一个人是没有圣灵？”
And you need to ask with all sincerity, what do you mean by having the Holy Spirit?
好了，这个时刻你就发现他们就自我介绍，他的肤浅到什么地步。
At this point of time, you will see their own shallow introduction about themselves.
他们当然没有圣灵嘛。
They don't have the Holy Spirit.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他们不会倒在地上嘛。
Oh, they will say because you're not falling down.
他们没有圣灵嘛。
They don't have the Holy Spirit.
因为他们只会讲华语，不会讲方，不会讲圣灵的方言。
Because they can speak in Mandarin but not in tongues.
他们不能讲别国的话语。
They cannot speak in languages of other countries.
他们没有圣灵嘛。
They do not have the Holy Spirit.
因为他们没有注重神迹，也没有神的神迹随着他们。
Because they do not place emphasis in signs and wonders, and they do not seem to have signs and wonders.
当他们把所谓没有圣灵的印记或者现象提供出来的时候
，and when they give this as evidences, the absence of the mark of the Holy Spirit,
就像圣经所说的，你要慎思明辨。
It is as if it is as what the Bible tells us. We ought to be cautious and need to look at it.
回到上帝的话语。
We must return to the Word of God.
是不是这些的现象就代表真正圣灵？
Are these phenomena truly the mark of the Holy Spirit?
这些的现象就等于圣灵同在或者圣灵的临在的这种印记的话。
If these are indeed the mark of the presence of the Holy Spirit,
那你要看见很清楚的。你施洗约翰从母亲肚子里面就被圣灵充满， 一生没有讲过一次方言。
You must ask yourself about John the Baptist, who was filled with the Holy Spirit from the time he was in his mother's womb. He has never spoken in tongues.
使徒约翰是唯一在母腹就被圣灵充满的人，他从来没有行过一件神迹。
John the Baptist was the only person who was filled with the Holy Spirit from the time he was conceived.
一个灵性高超到像使徒约翰的人，原来在监牢里面呢，他信心也会动摇。怀疑耶稣基督是不是弥赛亚？
A person who is as spiritual as John the Baptist was doubted Jesus Christ when he was in prison.
这些圣经的证据，
All these evidences in the Bible
是神明文写下给我们念的。
Is given to us by God clearly.
就可以使那些以现象代替恩赐，以恩赐代替赐恩的圣灵的这种的错误的理论不攻自破。
It tells us that all these are mistakes to cover the phenomena with the talent and then to replace the gift of the Holy Spirit with talents and gifts.
今天有一些教会领袖认为如果不行神迹就没有办法使人信主。
Some church leaders believe that without signs and wonders we cannot convince people to believe in Christ.
他们一定要大喊大叫， I believe in miracles.
And so they have to declare that they believe in miracles.
你要知道连这一句话的原则都不是从圣经来的。
Actually, the statement itself is not biblical.
圣经从来没有说我们要信神迹。
The Bible never tells us to believe in miracles.
我们信上帝。
We believe in God.
我们信神的儿子。
We believe in the Son of God.
我们信神的话。
We believe in His word.
我们信上帝所给我们的道。
We believe the word that He has given to us.
从来没有说我对神迹发出信仰，没有这个事。
But He has never asked us to have faith in miracles.
我们可以不可以相信有神迹这个事情？
Can we believe in miracles?
我们需要相信，而且必须相信有神迹这个事情。
Indeed, we need to believe in miracles.
因为所谓神迹这个字，原文的意思就是上帝的记号。
In the original language, the word miracle means the mark of God.
就像当你走过沙滩的时候，你的脚印就是你行踪的一个记录。
It's as if when you were walking along the beach, there will be mark of your footsteps.
当神做工的时候，这做工留下的印记就是神的记号。
And when God works, there will be mark of His work.
神的记号是很多层次。
There are many different layers in His work.
神创造之工有留下记号。
When he created the world, he left behind his mark.
神救赎之工也留下记号。
In his salvation, he left behind his mark.
神启示之工也留下记号。
In his revelation, he left behind his mark.
还有神审判之工等等也留下记号。
And his judgment and a lot of other works, he has his marks.
所以我们不能把神的记号只限制在神的启示异能的作为的上面。
We cannot therefore confine the marks of God only to signs and wonders.
这样圣经记载，使徒约翰连一件神迹都没有行过。
The Bible tells us John the Baptist did not perform a single miracle.
但是他只做耶稣这个人所做的见证，每一句都是真的。
But his witness when he was pointing towards Jesus Christ, every sentence was correct.
那里信主的人就增加。
And those who believe in the Lord increase.
所以当有许多教会的领袖迷信到一个地步，如果没有行神迹，就没有办法叫人相信的时候。
If church leaders are superstitious about signs and wonders and think that you cannot convince people without miracles.
圣经记载，约翰跟耶稣有两件事情是非常感动人的。
The Bible recorded two incidents between John and Jesus that move us.
这两件事都是许多人因而信了上帝。
And these things created a situation where many people believe in God.
从约翰这方面讲起。
From John the Baptist.
约翰在哪一件事上使人信上帝？
What incident would this be?
他一件神迹都没有行过。
He has not performed any miracles.
但他知道耶稣所讲的话都是真的。
But everything he said about Jesus Christ was correct.
这就是约翰。使人可以信主的原因。
This is the reason why people believe through John the Baptist.
今天我们许多时候所讲的都是真的，所行的都是假的。
Today many things we say may be true, but the things we do in life is not true.
大概十一年前，我去见一个快要死的人。
About 11 years ago, I visited a person who was dying.
一个很爱主的长老。
He was an elder who loved the Lord.
当我见他的时候，他半身不遂，已经非常严重的地步。
When I saw him, he was already paralyzed.
所以人得了这种的病呢，这神经里面就拉动了他，常常一直哭。
And his nerves were damaged, and he always weeping.
We thought
that he was in a pathetic
state.
But actually, his nerves were
damaged.
He looks as if he was always
crying.
With great difficulty, he spoke to me.
He said, I've
been Christians for many
decades.
He said that all the sermons I've heard seems to be real, but all the speakers are not real.
我听了很震惊,
I was alarmed. Is it true that we are people who are false but speak of the truth? Or perhaps we are not that false.
但是我们呢, 尽可能要做一个真正以真的个性、真的行为来支持传真道的这件事实。
But we try to live a life of truth so that we can speak of the truth.
所以这个时代需要这样的。
The world needs a person like that.
你所信的, 你行出来吗?
That which you say you believe, you must act it out.
你所知的, 你行出来吗?
That which you say you know, you must live it out.
你所传的, 你行出来吗?
That which you are preaching, you must live it out in your life.
你所听的, 你行出来吗?
That which you have heard, you must live it out.
这件事中间没有距离的时候,
when there is no distance between all these things,
这就是你的灵性高超到什么地步的一个记录。
It is a mark of your spirituality. If there's a great distance between what we say and what we do, spiritually we are far away from the truth. At that time when he said this, he was crying and he was asking for forgiveness, and I was taught
greatly.
I don't remember John the Baptist. John the Baptist was a person filled by the Holy Spirit. From conception, he was filled with the Holy Spirit. And the mark was that he was a person who spoke of what he did. Although he did not perform any miracles, but everything he spoke of about Jesus Christ was real. And many people believed. The second thing I see in Jesus Christ, Gospel of John said something that is very moving. Before Jesus left the world, he said to God the Father,
他说,
he said, Father, I often do things that pleases you.
他讲完这句话,
and because he said that, many believe in him. Why is there such a great power within the sentence? That people will believe. Because it is difficult to always do things that pleases God. Those people who know of the truth but cannot live it, when they see someone who can do that, they will believe. There are many people that build their faith on things that cannot be trusted. But when they see someone who truly manifests their own faith, they will be able to believe. These are things that many people ignore today, although they speak of the Holy Spirit all the time. Not only do they ignore, they cannot actually do it themselves. Because their understanding of the Holy Spirit is not from the Bible. The Holy Spirit is a holy and pure spirit. He is the spirit of truth. He is the Spirit of God. A person filled with the Holy Spirit will lead a holy life. A person filled with the Holy Spirit will preach of the Word of God. A person filled with the Holy Spirit will manifest the nature of God. These are things that are impossible to imitate. Can people see the holiness of God from our lives?
人从我们的身上看见神的真道吗?
Can people see the truth of God in our life?
人从我们的身上看见神自己本体的荣耀吗？
Can others see the glory of God through our lives?
撒旦可以冒充许多的恩赐。
Satan can imitate many gifts.
撒旦没有办法冒充神自己道德的本性。
But he cannot imitate the nature of God himself.
所以这样你不需要为了人说你没有圣灵，这个教会没有圣灵，马上自卑感，你马上不知道怎样应付这个事情。
Thus you need not be inferior when people tell you do not have the Holy Spirit.
你要知道圣灵是神。
You must understand that the Holy Spirit is God.
圣灵是圣洁。
He is holy.
圣灵是启示真理。
He reveals the truth.
这圣灵被赐下来的时候，
When the Holy Spirit was given to us,
要人过圣洁的生活，要人明白真理，要人高举十字架，要人令人归向上帝，不是归向自己。
It's for us to lead the holy life. It's for us to lift up the cross that many people will come towards God and ourselves.
圣灵要使基督徒过一个非常自在、非常喜乐、安稳的生活。
The Holy Spirit wants Christians to live a life of joy and peace.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为主耶稣说他来了，他要住在你们中间，与你们同在，直到永永远远。
Because Jesus said that he came to live within you for all eternity.
这是个新的应许。
This is a new promise.
这是新的真理。
This is a new truth.
是在旧约里面没有看到。
Something cannot be seen in the Old Testament.
旧约圣灵赐下来，跟新约圣灵赐给一个人是完全不一样的情形。
In the Old Testament, when the Holy Spirit was given, it is very different from the New Testament.
我们今天提到三样不同的地方。
There are three differences.
第一样。
Firstly,
在旧约，圣灵不是赐给所有上帝的百姓。
In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was not given to all the people of God.
圣灵是赐给所指定，特别神要领他们领受圣灵工作的一些人。
Only to certain individuals that God has appointed.
但是新约不是如此。
But this was not the case in the New Testament.
圣灵赐给每一个信耶稣的人住在他们里面，因为圣灵是给每一个相信耶稣基督的人。
The New Testament, the Holy Spirit is given to all believers of Jesus Christ.
第二样。
Secondly,
在旧约里面，圣灵不是长期、永远的在一个人心里居住。
In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit does not stay permanently in a person.
在新约不是如此。
But not so in the New Testament.
与你们同在，直到永永远远。
He will be with you for all eternity.
所以五旬节圣灵赐下来，到今天圣灵还没回去。
After the Pentecost, the Holy Spirit has not returned.
圣灵在真信徒的心里面。
In true believers, He lives within us.
圣灵在我们的心里面。
He is in our heart.
圣灵永永远与我们同在。
He will be with us forever.
神赐下，他还没有把他带回去。
God gave him to us and have not taken him back.
到耶稣就再来的时候，圣灵要把所有真的救的人带到与主在空中相会的这一个实际里面。
When Jesus Christ will come again, the Holy Spirit will bring all believers to meet with Him in mid-air.
那个时候，圣灵在地上这一组做的工作就结束了。
At that time, the Holy Spirit would have ended His work on earth.
第三样。
The third point.
在旧约里面，圣灵是赐给一些特定要做一些工作，特别需要智慧，特别需要一些高谋的人，所以与他们在一起。
In the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was given to people who specially needed power or wisdom.
所以呢，当这些的工作、这些的使命已经结束以后，
When their work and ministry has ended,
圣灵可能被收回。
The Holy Spirit may return.
当这些人不顺从上帝的时候，
Or when these people are disobedient to God,
圣灵可能就离开他们。
The Holy Spirit may leave them.
大卫在诗篇五十一篇说，
So David said in Psalm 51,
求你不要从我收回你的。
Do not take back your Holy Spirit from me.
当大卫在罪恶中间的时候，
When David was in sin,
他借刀杀人，发动情欲，娶人的妻子做自己的情妇的时候，
When he murdered others and succumbed to his own lust,
神的灵很可能会离开他。
The Spirit of God could have left him.
所以他说，求你不要从我收回你的圣灵。
And so he pleaded with God not to take back the Holy Spirit.
这样的教导，这样的话语在新约圣经从来没有出现。
You will not see this teaching in the New Testament.
因为在新约里面，圣灵是赐下永远与我们同在，不是为了暂时的一段时间。
In the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is to be with us forever and not for temporal purposes.
不是为了特别的使命，某一段的时间需要做一些工作才把圣灵赐下。
Or for special work that we are asked to do.
所以旧约的圣灵是一种资助性的帮助者。
The Holy Spirit in the Old Testament is a supporting role.
新约的圣灵乃是永远与我们同在的这个保惠师。
But in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is the comforter that will be with us forever.
这个在希腊文 parakletos.
In Greek, it's parakletos.
Para 就是在旁边。
It means beside.
Parakletos 就是辅助你，就是呢。 保护你，抚慰你，安慰你的那一位保惠师。
A person who protects you, that guides you and comforts you.
圣灵降在你们身上。
The Holy Spirit shall come upon you.
圣灵从旁扶助你。
And support you from the side.
圣灵住在你们心中。
And live within your heart.
圣灵在你前头引导你。
The Holy Spirit will guide you in front.
圣灵是恩惠出来随着我们。
And His grace and mercy shall follow us.
第三个位格。
This is the third person.
在我们之上。
He's above us.
在我们左右。
Beside us,
在我们前头,
in front of us,
在我们后面,
behind us,
来引导我们, 感动我们, 带领我们, 光照我们, 神的爱就这样丰富领导我们身上,
to guide us, to support us, to inspire us, and we see the love of God among us.
耶稣基督说, 我要去了,
Jesus Christ said, I will go.
我去是对你们有益,
and it is good for you that I leave.
因为我如果不去, 保惠师就不来到你们中间。
Because if I do not leave, the Comforter will not come.
对犹太人来说，这是很忧愁的事情。
To the Jews, it must be a sad thing.
因为道成肉身的同在突然间要消失。All
of a sudden, the presence of God incarnate will disappear.
几年中间很甘甜的交通要停顿了。For
the past few years, they had sweet communion and it has to end.
耶稣基督对他们说不是如此。
Jesus Christ said, this is not the case.
圣灵来的时候,
when the Holy Spirit comes,
他是另外一位保惠师。
He is another comforter.
永远与你们同在,
to be with you forever.
所以今天我们在新约时代的基督徒,
those of us who are living in the New Testament,
我们不能像彼得、保罗亲自与耶稣在一起，亲眼看他，亲手摸他，我们呢亲身经历他。
Although we are not like the apostles who had witnessed him and lived with him physically,
我们没有办法亲耳听他的教训，看他行神迹。
Although we are not able to listen to him physically and witness his miracles,
感谢上,
but thanks be to God,
我们的主就是圣灵继续不断引导我们，使我们可以领受，使我们可以感受，使我们可以觉悟，使我们可以明白更丰富、更长久神的真理同在引导。
Through the Holy Spirit, the Lord is able to guide us so that we may receive experience and be enlightened forever.
为什么耶稣对多马说，把你的石头伸出来？ 看到我肋旁的洞里面吧。
Why did Jesus say to the Apostle Thomas, bring out your finger and feel my wound?
为什么这位耶稣又对玛利亚说，你不可摸我，因为我还没有回去见我的父。
But the same Jesus told Mary, do not touch me because I have not returned to my father.
这个不可摸，那个可以进去挖一挖，到底什么意思？
There's a difference. One can touch him, the other one no.
是不是耶稣对男的比较亲切，对你的比较严格呢？
Is it that the Lord is more merciful towards the male?
为什么说可以的，也说不可以的？
Why was there a okay here but not okay on the other side?
圣经有一些的东西常常会使我们困惑。
Sometimes we get a little bit confused about the Bible.
但是请你注意，有一个很重要的一点。
But there is a very important point here.
耶稣对这个女子说，你不要摸我。
When Jesus said to this woman, do not touch me,
他用的那一个字是不一样的。
The word he used was different.
那一个字有一个很特殊的意思， 你没有办法再坚持我，把持我在这个地上。
The word refers to you not being able to grab hold of me and to retain me.
你不要再把我持定了。
In other words, do not restrain me. Do not hold on to me. Because I am to leave. But when the Holy Spirit comes, He will be with you better than the 3.5 years presence I have. Thanks be to God. For us who are Christians today, we enjoy the presence of the Holy Spirit who teaches us, who comforts us and anoints us.
我们今天做基督徒的人,
as Christians today,
我们清楚知道我们最孤单的时候不是一个人。
We clearly know that at the most loneliest portion of our life, we are not alone.
因为第三位格的上帝是在我们的旁边。
Because the third person of God is with us.
是在我们的上面。
He is above us.
他是在我们的前后。
He is in front and behind us.
是在我们的左右。
He is on our left and right.
他是在我们的心里。
And live within us.
Amen.
Amen.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
我们为耶稣基督到世界上来常常感谢主。
We always give thanks for Jesus Christ.
我们为圣灵下来成为保惠师，常常忘记感谢主。
But we always forget to give thanks for the Holy Spirit.
这样呢，我们借着他的引导，我们可以过一个在地如在天的生活，这是世人信主的办法。
Through His guidance, we can live a life on earth as if we are in heaven, and people will believe in us.
当你看见许多的所谓教会领袖。 相信如果没有神迹奇事，很少人会信上帝的。
When you see many Christian leaders telling you that without miracles people will not believe,
你发现这个原则是不符合圣经的教训。
You will see that this principle is actually not biblical.
我们绝对不是反对神迹。
We do not reject miracles.
我们绝对不是不相信神迹。
We do not deny the presence of miracles.
我们一定 绝对要相信神迹。
We absolutely believe in miracles.
但我们的信心不是建在神迹的上面。
But our faith is not built upon miracles.
我们也不可以相信神迹是使人真正信的办法。
We also cannot believe that miracles is the reason why someone will believe.
约翰没有行神迹，很多人信他的时候。
When John the Baptist did get a lot of people to believe without a miracle.
我们同时看见。 很多人因为耶稣行神迹信他，但耶稣不要这些人。
We see also many people believe in Jesus Christ because of his miracles, but Jesus rejected them.
虽然约翰跟耶稣的生活是非常不相同的。
The lives of John the Baptist was very different from that of Jesus Christ.
你不能想象约翰穿西装讲道。
You cannot imagine John the Baptist preaching with a coat.
他是穿骆驼毛的衣服讲道。
He wore the clothing made of the camel's hair.
你不能想象约翰跟人家请去赴筵席。
You cannot imagine John being invited to a banquet. But Jesus Christ was at banquets at the house of Simon. You cannot imagine John being invited to a dinner. But Jesus says, Zacchaeus, come down, I will dine in your house tonight. Their ministries were so different.
他们的个性，他们的行为的表达是这样的不同。
Their character and expressions were very different.
那么这两位都是被圣灵充满的人。
But both were filled with the Holy Spirit.
两位整个的信息是前后都是一致的。
And their mission and their ministry and message is consistent.
他们受了同一位灵的充满。
They were filled with the same Holy Spirit.
耶稣基督神的儿子到地上做人的时候。
When Jesus Christ, the Son of God, came,
上帝以圣灵膏抹这个拿撒勒耶稣。
God anointed him with the Holy Spirit.
是的，周行四方行善事。
That when he went to the villages and did his good works,
医好凡给魔鬼辖制的人。
He healed all who are under the oppression of Satan.
约翰没有行神迹，耶稣行了许多的神迹。
John the Baptist did not do miracles, but Jesus did many.
圣经记载他行了35次的神迹。
The Bible recorded 35 miracles.
他们两个非常的不同。
Both were very different.
但当耶稣行神迹，有人就因此信的时候，耶稣却不把自己交托给他们。
But when people believe in Jesus because of his miracles, he did not give himself to them.
记载约翰福音第二章最后一段的话语。
This is in the last portion of the second chapter of Gospel John. Therefore, we cannot build our faith upon miracles. We should not be superstitious towards miracles bringing people to Christ. And we ought not to be inferior, feel inferior because we have no miracles. When some Christian leaders feel so inferior,
回教从来不用神迹，就是差不多呢，全世界有超过10亿的人相信他们。
We see the Muslims not using any miracles, but having more than 1 billion people believing in their faith.
回教主很清楚知道这件事情。
The Muslims know this clearly.
他知道他们的宗教是没有神迹的宗教。They
know that their faith forbids miracles.
他知道他们的救主是没有行过神迹的救主。They
know their Savior is a person who has not performed miracles.
但是在《可兰经》里面清楚记载，最早耶稣有两个很特殊的神迹，是圣经没有讲的。
But the Quran recorded 2 special miracles of Jesus Christ.
第一个就是耶稣一生出来就可以讲话了。
The first one is that Jesus spoke when he was born.
耶稣的仇敌，玛利亚的仇敌，说你生的这一定是不洁净的孩子的时候。
When the enemies of Mary accused her of having a child of uncleanness.
可兰经里面记载说，那等他生出来，你自己问他好了。
The Quran says that. The reply was that after the child is born, you ask him yourself.
所以玛利亚就告诉他们，这生下来耶稣可以自己负责任回答你们这个问题。
Mary replied that the Jesus that is to be born will be responsible for himself. Another recording says the enemies of Jesus came before him. They did not believe in him. They did not believe that he was sent by God.
耶稣一句话不讲，就从地上捏了一把泥土。 做成鸟的样子，吹一口气，这只泥土的鸟就变得飞出来了。
Jesus did not say anything, and he made a dove out from the mud and made it come alive.
所以回教徒是相信耶稣行神迹，他们知道他们的教主穆罕默德是没有神迹。The
Muslims therefore believe that Jesus performed miracles, but not Muhammad.
所以回教徒宣扬他们的宗教的时候。 他们不自卑到一个地步，没有神迹就没有人会信。
When they preach about their faith, they are not inferior in thinking that they have no miracles.
今天许多灵恩派的领袖，他们认为没有神迹就等于没有圣灵，没有圣灵的能力就没有圣灵的工作，就人很难相信。
Many charismatic leaders believe that today without the Holy Spirit you have no miracles, without miracles you cannot get people to believe.
这岂不是显明基督徒这样的软弱，这样的无知，这样的自卑？ 这样的与圣经的原则不相符合吗？
This shows us that some Christians are inferior, ignorant, and also do not understand biblical principles.
我们在这个时代里面应当尽的责任，应当做的工作还多得不得了，要领人回到圣经的原则里面。
There are so much work that we need to do to bring others back to the principle of the Bible.
在这个 John Wimber的思想里面。
In the thoughts of John Wimber,
他就把这个上帝的圣灵的能力局限在一个很窄的地步里面。
He confined the power of the Holy Spirit in a very narrow scope.
所以呢，两本重要的书的题目叫做 Power Ministry 和 Power Evangelism.
It has two very important words: Power Evangelism, Power Ministry.
他说，现在教会需要的全能的布道。
He says that the church needs a powerful evangelism.
教会需要一个全能的侍奉。
He needs a ministry that is powerful.
那什么叫做全能的侍奉？
What does power-based evangelism mean?
侍奉中你有能力赶鬼医病。
It means that in your ministry you must have the power for exorcism and healing.
有能力来施行神迹。
With power of miracles.
什么叫做全能的布道呢？
What does power evangelism mean?
就是你布道的用神迹启示来证明你所传的是真的。
It means that you prove the truth of your preaching through miracles.
从表面看来，这是何等伟大的一个提醒！
From the surface, it seems to be a very important reminder.
好像是已经沉睡基督徒重新收回我们原有的宝贝一样。
It's as if we have rediscovered our lost treasure.
但你注意看总原则，你发现不对。
But when you look at the general principle, you'll find mistakes.
耶稣说：“你们不能去。”
Jesus says, do not go.
你们等候,
wait.
在耶路撒冷,
in Jerusalem.
这个圣灵降在你们的身上,
until the Holy Spirit come upon you.
你们就必得着能力,
then you will have power.
下面说什么?
What does he say then?
说什么? 这能力做什么?
Power for what?
啊, 一并干过,
for healing, for exorcism.
是吗? 做我的见证。
To be my witness.
所以像耶稣基督的全能的观念，不是 John Wimber那样狭窄的观念。The
power in the concept of Jesus is not as narrow as that of Wimber.
You will be empowered by the Holy Spirit to be my witnesses.
圣灵将给你能力，使你成为我的见证。不但如此，耶稣基督很清楚地给我们一个很非常正确的概念。Not only that, he gave us the correct concept.
什么概念呢？
What concept is it?
见证是地位的，不是工作的。The
witness is. It's for the earth.
见证是地位的,
witness is status.
A status, not a work.
And not a work.
见证是一个身份的,
it is an identity, not of the speech.
许多人说我做见证,
so sometimes when we say we give witness, it means we want to talk.
我要讲经历,
we want to talk about experiences.
圣经所讲的见证不是 to say the witness, but to be the witness.
But the